Hello, and welcome to Kara's podcast, Knowledge Base Live. I'm your host, Connor Lee, and this episode is an introduction into your associations, as well as offering some of their wisdom and insight to answer some of the questions that I have today. I have two guests from the Real Estate Insurance Exchange, or REIX for short. Joining me is Lisa Sabo and Dave Delarond. We appreciate you guys coming to chat with us today about the Real Estate Insurance Exchange. But for those who may not be aware, can you guys tell us a little bit about what it is?
Thanks, Connor, and we appreciate you inviting us to come and speak to everyone. REIX stands for the Real Estate Insurance Exchange. What REIX is a reciprocal insurance exchange, which is actually a form of self-insurance. Like all insurers, we are required to be licensed under the Insurance Act.
Oh, okay. And is that insurance mandatory, and is there a cost to it as well?
Yes, it is mandatory, and that means that all the real estate industry licensees who trade in real estate in both Alberta and Saskatchewan must be insured through REIX. Like other kinds of insurance, there is a premium for REIX's coverage. At $175 a year for the fifth year in a row, REIX has the lowest premium in Canada. Reasons for this include REIX is a not-for-profit. We put a lot of effort into risk management to help our members avoid making mistakes that result in claims. And also very important is that we are very strong when it comes to fiscal management.
So how is that insurance funded then? Is it just purely from the membership fees?
It's actually a separate premium, and that's reviewed and established annually by the advisory board of REIX. It's collected from each subscriber in conjunction with licensing and registration, that process which occurs yearly on October 1st for Alberta subscribers and July 1st for Saskatchewan subscribers.
Okay, so those are some important dates to know. What exactly then would you say is covered under REIX?
I'll turn that over to Dave.
REIX covers licenses for errors and omissions they make while conducting a trade in real estate that causes their client a financial loss.
Oh, okay, so that means it's not quite a blanket for everything then. What's not covered under it?
You're right, it's not a blanket. REIX covers errors and omissions, which means negligent acts or mistakes made in the course of a trade in real estate. Like any insurance policies, there are exclusions in the REIX policy. REIX wouldn't cover damage to property, for example. If something gets damaged in a home that an agent is showing, the agent should have commercial general liability insurance.
Oh, okay. There you are. It covers a lot, but there are some things that it may not include. So always make sure to check with your broker, or if you have questions, always give these guys a call at REIX. Speaking of the website, actually, when somebody is a member, does that mean that they have access to all of the resources from your website, such as like the FAQs and podcasts and blogs?
Yes, they do. All the members have full access. We do password protect certain information, as it's not on there for the public's use.
Okay, so once I get that password, I should have access. So then, okay, let's say I am a member and I feel I have a potential claim. What is the process to submit a claim as a member, and how involved am I once it's submitted?
A member will contact either myself or Nathan D'Souza at REIX to submit the claim. Either myself or Nathan will discuss the claim with you and ask you to send us all of the documentation with respect to the transaction. This would include emails, texts, copies of contracts, and we'll also ask you to provide us with a statement of everything that happened during the course of the transaction. If you haven't been sued but have a transaction that's going sideways, we'll work with you to try and keep the transaction on the rails. If you have been sued, REIX will appoint defense counsel to defend you. Defense counsel will contact you to gather whatever additional information they need to draft the statement of defense, and you will continue to be involved in the steps in the litigation. The process is different depending on which level of court the plaintiff has filed their action in. Plaintiffs can sue in either Court of Queen's Bench or Provincial Court Civil Division, and as a matter of interest, Provincial Court can hear matters up to $50,000 plus interest and costs. The majority of our claims are in Provincial Court. However, in either level of court, the next step is for a defense counsel to file a defense. And there's a lot of communication back and forth between the lawyers trying to pin down the issues and develop the defense. Down the road, the provincial court process requires a pretrial conference, and that process is one wherein the parties meet the judge and present with and go over the issues. During that process, the judge is trying to determine if there's an opportunity for the parties to resolve the claim before it goes to the trial. If the matter isn't resolved after the pretrial conference, the member will generally be required to testify at a trial. Queens Bench has some additional steps in the process. The next step after defense is filed is putting all relevant documentation into what is called an affidavit of records. Both sides exchange their affidavit of records, and it's time to schedule questioning. And questioning is a pretrial step, which gives the parties the opportunity to ask questions about the claim and documents in the affidavit of records. At questioning, 3X defense counsel questions the plaintiff about their recollection of the facts they are alleging in the claim and what damages they say to sustain because of the alleged error. Transcripts from the questioning form evidence which may be used at the trial. And in many cases, the litigation is settled or discontinued after questioning. If not, the next step is a trial, and you will be required to testify.
Wow, so the process is thorough, to say the least, which isn't a bad thing. How long does that claim usually take, then?
It all depends on the facts and the complexity of the claim. Each one is different. Some can be resolved in a few days or weeks, and others can go on for months, and in many cases, years.
Okay, so yeah, I guess that makes sense. It would depend on the content of the case. Can you give me an example of a situation that would warrant a claim?
One situation that gives rise to claims is when the member copies the MLS information from an old listing. For example, the information may say that the basement is a concrete basement. After the house is purchased, the buyers discover the basement is wood. They think this is a bad thing and sue their agent. The takeaway is never do this. Always verify that the information is correct.
Okay. So always double check to make sure. That's a good motto to stick by. When they are submitting a claim, is there a sort of fee or a deductible when making one?
There is a deductible of $3,500 for the first claim and $7,000 for a second claim within 3 years. However, as part of our initiatives to benefit our subscribers, in 2021, the advisory board waived the deductible for a 2-year period where the subscriber has been licensed and claims free for the past 5 years. We're heading into the second year of this initiative. The advisory board will review this initiative to see the impact it's had on the program and decide whether to continue.
Oh, okay. So then I guess to follow up with that then, is that deductible due at the start of the process or?
Yes, the collection process for deductibles when the insured is required to pay is that our defense counsel asks the subscriber for the deductible as part of their file opening process. The deductible is then held in defense counsel's trust account until the conclusion of the file.
Okay, so you guys are handling that as well. So a lot of the times the member doesn't need to worry about a lot of files and deductibles and stuff like that once they've paid it.
That's right.
So in addition to your coverage, there is another program offered by REEX as well. It's called the Risk Management Support System. What would you say that provides that differs from other services?
Well, because REEX is owned by all of our subscribers, our philosophy is that we're here as a benefit for the subscribers. So unlike commercial insurers, we put a lot of time and energy into risk management and loss prevention because when subscribers do better, that is better for REEX. Our risk management support program is all about loss prevention education and supporting agents and brokers so they can do their best in their busy professional lives. Some of the things we do in our risk management support program are attending brokerages in person or via Zoom for risk management sessions. We do podcasts like the one we're doing today and webinars. We also do a lot of written material, articles, FAQs, newsletters, and other social media posts. We've recently created a broker series which provide resources to managing brokers so that they can use them in discussions with their agents about risk management. Another thing that people don't realize is that Dave will review brokers' policies and procedures manuals to make sure that things are in there and they're operating appropriately. We are also involved in areas, forums, and practice committee. And the other thing we do is liaise with different boards regarding education.
Well, that sounds like a lot of services that you guys do provide, yeah. You mentioned that Dave will review any brokerage policies as well. Does that mean that they can, if they have any questions, they can just kind of reach out to you guys and get a bunch of advice? Or is there a different place that you guys would refer them to?
No, we do that. We do that internally, and we give brokerages ideas on how they can protect themselves with respect to issues such as vicarious liability, make sure that their policies and procedures manuals line up with independent contractors' agreements. So we do not farm it out. We do it internally. We've got a pretty good understanding of where they can be liable, and we feel that we can offer a better service by doing it inside than sending it out.
Oh, awesome. So yeah, in-house experts are way better than any third parties. Well, that is certainly a lot of things that you guys do help members with. wanted to thank you guys for taking the time to chat with me on just this little intro podcast. So we appreciate your time and words with this one. Join us next time, listeners, as we do a little bit more of a deep dive into the resources and services that REACS provides, and as well as a little bit of some tips on where you can go to learn and be a little bit more proactive as we look ahead into 2022. Always remember to stay safe, keep calm, and care on.